Good morning. It is 8:45 at WFIR. Monday, we heard from incumbent Democrat Senator Tim Kaine, who is seeking a second term. Today, his Republican challenger, Corey Stewart, joins anchor reporter Gene Moreno and me live by phone. Virginia GOP Chairman Jack Wilson told us yesterday there is renewed interest in supporting Stewart's bid for the Senate from those that had doubts a few months ago.
After the Justice Kavanaugh hearings, many of those people have come back to me and said, you know, we realize now what one Senate seat can mean, and Tim Kaine has to go. Now there's a renewed energy for Corey, broader in the party.
Corey Stewart with us on the phone this morning. Corey, good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
Now, Gene Moreno is with me as well. Corey, the polls still show you lagging behind Tim Kaine, but you have fooled the pundits before. Now, Corey, are you seeing the renewed enthusiasm for your candidacy that Jack Wilson, who we just heard, is talking about?
Yes, absolutely. And all those polls, by the way, are several weeks old now. And we're seeing a real rise in enthusiasm for getting rid of Tim Kaine. A lot of people discuss that at the antics of the U.S. Senate Democrats. And so we're confident, and I think the Kaine campaign is as well, since they're attacking me, that this is going to be a very tight race on November 6th.
Morning, Stewart. This is Gene Moreno. Thanks for joining us. Before we get into some of the issues, I wanted to ask you, the biggest story of the day right now is the disappearance, probably, of journalist and Virginia resident Jamal Khashoggi. I'm just wondering, if you were in the Senate now, Corey, would you urge the president to at least suspend the $110 billion arms sale to Saudi Arabia if there appear that there was a connection, at least to the Crown Prince? At least several of the people reportedly have close ties to the Crown Prince. What's your feeling on that whole issue? Should we suspend the arms sales if it looks like there's a connection to the possible murder of Khashoggi?
Absolutely not. I mean, the only thing, the Saudis, look, money's fungible. They can go get those weapons from any other country, any other major arms supplier, the Russians, the French, even the Chinese. The last thing that we want to do is chase the Saudis into the hands of another foreign power that would sell them the same weaponry and deny Americans those jobs. This relationship between the United States and Saudi Arabia, we've always known, everybody's known, that the Saudi regime is brutal. It's got human rights abuses. But if we turn our backs on them and turn away from them, they're going to turn to somebody else that's going to be a lot less friendly to the United States.
All right, let's talk, Corey. When you go out on the campaign trail, what are the issues people are talking to you about? What's important to the people you're talking to?
Well, people are clearly disgusted by the Senate Democrats and the unfair way that they treated Judge Kavanaugh. They know that the way that they treated Judge Kavanaugh by essentially, convicting him based upon some rumors that turned out to be absolutely false, that they could have done that to them too. And you've got a lot of hypocrites up there in the Senate, and they do know that, you know, there's been $17 million of our tax money paid out to silence women who have accused members of Congress, members of the Judiciary Committee, who were accusing Brett Kavanaugh of doing something bad 36 years ago. But you know, they themselves in Congress and the Senate in particular have been, sexually harassing women as late as last year. And so they see the hypocrisy in that. That's what I'm hearing about. And they're very sick of these mob tactics of the extreme left that have taken over the Democratic Party.
Corey, a lot of surveys always show that health care and jobs are at the top of the issue. Now, you've said on your website that you would repeal the Affordable Care Act if elected to the Senate. But what's your alternative plan? If you did take health care coverage away now, and of course Medicaid will be expanding into Virginia next year, do you have a plan?
You got to remember that for every person who got health care coverage because of Obamacare, another two or three people lost it. You know, the premiums that were supposed to go down with Obamacare, they went up by 104%. Deductibles were supposed to go down. Now they range between $6,000 and $12,000. People can't keep their physicians. What we have to do in Virginia and across the country is this. Number one, yes, repeal Obamacare. Everybody knows, even the Democrats know it's been a failure. But you have to replace it with competition. Allow Virginians to purchase their health care insurance across state lines so that they don't only have one or two choices, but they can choose from a number of providers from across the country. That will provide the competition. That will drive down the cost and improve the quality of care. The insurance companies won't like it, but that's too darn bad. We need better and more affordable health care insurance, and competition is one of the things that we can do to get that get that done.
We'll talk with Corey Stewart, the Republican challenger to Tim Kaine for the Senate seat. One more follow-up question on that is, you know, the Republicans tried to get the health care reform through or the repeal over the past couple of years. That hasn't gotten done. Are you willing to stand up to members of your own party and fall out of lockstep with the other Republicans, Corey, if you need to?
Absolutely, I am. And this is one of the reasons, you know, I've had some problems with Mitch McConnell and the others because they know I'm an independent guy. I've got that Scots-Irish background, and I'm going to stand up and challenge them. The problem that the president has had has not been with the House. It's been with the Senate. That's where, although the president is able to get his tax cut passed, which has led to all this economic growth, the other parts of his program, such as building the wall and removing dangerous criminal illegal aliens and promoting the coal industry, a lot of this stuff has been held up by Senate Republicans as well as Senate Democrats. I'm going to go in there and stir things up. The Senate needs to be stirred up, and then I'm going to work as necessary with whoever it takes to get the president's agenda passed through the United States Senate. That will be my goal when I'm elected.
Good morning. It's 8:50, and Jay Morano and Joey Selfie were joined this morning by Virginia's Republican candidate for Senator Corey Stewart. Corey, where does President Trump figure into the campaign? Is he a positive factor for you in all cases? And Corey, would you, sort of in relation to what you just mentioned, would you stand against the president on principle if necessary?
Well, I think this president has done a great job. I agree with his policies. The tax cuts need to be made permanent. We need to build the wall on the border. We've got to completely reform our health care system in this country. We've got to rebuild our military. So on all the big issues, I completely agree with the president. Now, there will be times, of course, where we're going to have some disagreements, but I will never be disrespectful in those disagreements. Just a few weeks ago, he proposed a pay freeze for federal employees. I disagreed with that because I represent a lot of those folks, and I know that the average federal employee has been used as a political football between the Obama administration and Congress, and I think that should end and that the president has a chance to fix that. But on the vast majority of things, I think the president needs help in the Senate, especially on making the tax cuts permanent. And here's a big one, and that where it needs because we have two Democratic senators, both of whom, because of that, they're in the minority in the Senate, they're in the minority in the House, they're in the presidency is controlled by Republicans. We can get a Republican senator representing Virginia. We're going to be able to get the funds necessary that we deserve to widen I-81, to build up the Coalfields Expressway, and to make sure that Virginia gets its fair share of federal transportation revenues, especially road construction revenues.
We'll talk with Corey Stewart, the Republican challenger for the U.S. Senate seat, now held by Tim Kaine. We've got a few minutes left, Corey. I want to ask you about immigration. There's a lot of surveys, Corey, that show that immigration issues are not at the top of the priority list for many people. But why do you make that a center of your campaign? Some people have contended that, you know, you're preying on people's worst fears. Why is that a centerpiece of your campaign? And is that a winning issue for you?
Because an illegal alien killed three kids in my county 10 years ago. And then an illegal alien killed a nun in my county in 2010. And we've had illegal aliens killing young children and adults all across Virginia. And then, you know, seducing young women into MS-13 and other criminal illegal alien gangs. Because my job, when a push comes to shove, regardless of whether it's popular or not, is to protect the lives and the rights of the citizens of the United States who live in Virginia. That's what I'm going to do. I don't care what the political ramifications are of it, but I am bound and determined to identify criminal illegal aliens, to remove them from Virginia. But at the same time, we need to support those who come lawfully. There hasn't been enough talk about people who can come to Virginia lawfully, and then they're stuck on H-1 visas and they can't make it to permanent residency. We need to reward that. But what we have to do is punish those who come to our country illegally. And then once they're here, they commit crimes. I want them removed. I'm going to make sure that we have 287G across the country, and we're going to build the wall.
Devil's advocate would say, you know, and I've read this many places, that that there's no higher rate of crime with illegal aliens than there are with natural citizens.
True. So that study was comparing lawful immigrants to the citizens at large. And what is true, that people who come here legally actually have a lower crime rate. But for those who come here illegally, the rate is actually three times higher for illegal aliens than citizens.
Hmm. Got just about a minute and a half. If I want to ask you, Corey, again, we're talking with Corey Stewart, the GOP challenger for the Senate seat. What have you done as a supervisor in Prince William County that would translate to the U.S. Senate? Because this would be quite the leap.
Well, you got to remember, I'm chairman at large. I represent all 500,000 people. I'm directly elected as the leader of the county. It's 500,000 people. And it's in Northern Virginia. But what I've been able to do in my time is to get things done. I've been able to drastically increase the number of police and firefighters. I've put $1 billion worth of local road construction funding. I've focused on roads and schools, built 20 new schools. And now, despite all that, the average tax bills in my county are 30% lower than the rest of Northern Virginia. That's what I want to do when I'm in the United States Senate. I want to build roads. I want to bring in federal transportation dollars. I want to rebuild our military. I want to keep our taxes down. And I'm willing, and I've shown the ability to work with everybody to get the job done. And that sometimes means, however, that you've got to stir the pot. And that's what we need in the United States Senate. That's what you're going to get with me. That's what the citizens of my county, which have elected me four times, even though it's 55% minority and around 60% Democrat, they've elected me because they know I get the job done. And that's something that Tim Kaine hasn't been able to do because he's an automatic no to every single thing that President Trump proposes.
Just about 20 seconds left, Corey. You almost beat Ed Gillespie in the primary a couple years ago. You surprised some by winning the nomination for Senate. Are you ready to deliver another surprise on November 6th?
You betcha. Look, we're seeing some numbers. We're going to win in northern parts of Northern Virginia that no Republican has been able to win in 10 years.
All right, Corey Stewart, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.